All right, let's start off this podcast like this, okay?
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever sent a nude?
No, I have never done that before. No, I haven't done that.
Like, you haven't done... I'm not talking... Yeah, you haven't sent a nude, but have you sent, like, any kind of, like, sexy picture?
Every time I try to look... Like, try to look sexy at all, I just feel like an idiot. So, I just don't do it. No.
No.
Like, there... I mean, there are times where, like, you know, you, like... You know, you send a Snapchat, you're like, oh, I look pretty good in that. Like, I look pretty good. I'm down with it. I'm stoked. And then send it. But then, like, I never, like, try to look sexy. I just feel stupid. I'm just like, I'm stupid. I look stupid. I can't do it. How about you, David?
No.
Dude,
no, I've never
okay,
sent
this
a nude.
Is gonna sound,
it's too weird.
Too weird. Okay, talking about that, though, I've had friends who, like, tell me that they were, like, rooming with people where they've just, like, seen, like, under the
just
covers.
Nude?
Just, like they've just seen, like, a flash.
Oh, my
and
God,
just, like,
dude.
Bro. Like, are you serious? Like, nobody's ever done that, like, while I was in the room. But, like, I know people who were, like, so into it. Like, so into that.
Dude, I can't imagine it. Even if I was, like, super jacked, like, I can't imagine just, like, doing that and just being like, hell yeah, that's sick.
Hell yeah, dude.
Or, like, this angle of your face in it.
Oh, yeah, just, like...
like,
just,
the selfie nude.
Just the selfie with just... It's just too much. It's
imagine,
just really too
imagine
much.
Imagine that angle, but, like...
That the we're if you can't see us right now, but we're if you can imagine it's the very how do I put this low angle.
Yep.
You know, a little
showing
bit up. Legs are a little bit, you know, man spreading a bit and just revealing yourself completely to whoever you are sending the Snapchat to.
Yes.
I know there's probably people listening who have done that before and it's really not that weird. Like it's pretty common, I think. But for me, I can't imagine myself doing it. Maybe I just don't have the confidence.
Like what kind of face do you pull? Do you smile? Do you do like a like a fuckboy, like...
Oh, like the flip bite? I have no idea, because I feel like, for me, if I was, for some reason, in that position, my face would just be mortified, like, oh my God, what am I doing?
maybe we need to send one.
Oh!
Just so we know what face is pulled.
Yeah!
I'll send one to you right now if you send one to me right now.
All okay,
right.
All right,
here
do
we
it.
Go. 3, 2, 1.
All right, let me check it. Oh! Yeah, the tallies are in, and it looks like David is most definitely a fuckboy.
That's good. We can
yeah.
Wait.
All right.
Ty, have you ever sent a nude?
I have not.
All right.
Tyra has not sent a nude. Yeah, no, we're not really those kind of guys, I don't think.
I don't think so. We're not those guys.
No.
I don't think I'm ever going to be that guy.
Me neither. Mm. I think I'm fine with that.
Yeah. You know, I've...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that.
Like, I've... not taking nudes, but, like, I've taken a picture of my junk before.
Yeah.
And I'm too scared that I'm accidentally somehow going to send it to someone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, instantly delete.
I don't think I've done even that before. I'm just like, you know what? That, like... I don't need to explore, you know, that's okay. It's down there.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm just going to do my thing. But that's so funny. No, I 100% understand. Or, like, for whatever reason, you're on your phone in the shower and you accidentally flick to the camera
or
something. And you're, like, about, you're, like, trying to, like, I don't know, just, like, maybe turn on music or whatever. You're, like, scrolling Instagram before you get in the shower. And then you, like, turn on the camera for a second and you just, like, see yourself, like, kind of, you can't even see that you're naked, really. But you're, like, oh, man, I'm at, like, for some reason, it's, like, what if I accidentally, like, Instagram storied or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
it's
technology's a scary thing, man.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. You can get into trouble.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Dude, Rakai's drinking a beer while we're recording this.
Yeah, I'm drinking a Tui.
Some
shout
kind of
out to Tui.
Or something?
No, it's just the afternoon. It's real sunny. Just had a big surf, and that's the way to do it, eh?
Yeah. That's what does it taste like? I've never drank an alcohol in my life.
Oh, yeah. David doesn't drink alcohol.
No.
By the way, for all, yeah. No. Unless, of course, you saw the birthday video, but that's fake news. It wasn't.
That's fake. That's me acting. I'm a really good actor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, are you tired right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty. I'm like in a weird state of mind that's like kind of dreamy.
Yeah.
Like I could fall asleep if I wanted to, but we're doing this podcast, so
yeah.
I'm gonna try not.
Well, it's that post surf, post good surf.
We just had
tiredness.
A sick surf.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's just be clear. We had a very, very sick surf.
I'm gonna be real right now. we probably had a better surf than you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We went to this place called Allen's Beach. Maybe we'll bleep that out later.
we went to this place called Beep Beach.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of a mission to get to anyway, so I don't think it really matters.
You can only access it by boat, so don't try.
Yeah, yeah, don't try. Yeah, and we have a boat.
Yeah.
But it's this little cove that's kind of like a Point Break, and it's the water is just this incredible turquoise green, and you can see, like, so it's so clear. There's only one thing about it that's a little sketchy.
Dude, it's like a seal mating ground.
Yeah, it's like a seal and sea lion.
Yeah, they hang out there together.
Yeah, so you're in the water with your mates, and you're just like, you're always on the lookout. Like, okay, is there anything?
Because you'll see like a dark patch under the water, and you'll be like, is that a seal?
Is that a seal?
And then it won't be a seal. Then you turn around, and then there's a seal.
And then there's a seal, and they just coast underneath you.
They're so fast.
Yeah, they're so fast. They'll just dart underneath you. Or if they want to really mess with you, they'll just kind of coast.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, that didn't happen to me today, but it sounded like the last surf that you guys had there was happening to you guys a lot.
I've surfed there twice already. Rakai surfed there once. And the first time, me and Tyroa, Rakai's brother, we were surfing, and we had a seal encounter in the water. Nothing really too major happened. He just kind of stuck his head out and went,
yeah, barked at you.
Yeah. And then,
did the seal bark?
Yeah. And then we surfed. It was fun. Then we were on our walk in. Because you have to walk through this big kind of estuary of water. We were walking and we see this little like seal pup just like chilling in the water. And we were just like, oh no, we're going to have an encounter.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, so we're walking and then just out of nowhere, you just hear and this like thing comes flying like a torpedo, like jumping out of the water, like right next to me. And I let out an actual scream.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't let out an actual scream like that since we watched Haunting of Hill House. Like a proper one that I can't control.
Dude, I let out a scream today that I couldn't control. Yeah, I had a full-blown, like, fear scream.
Yeah.
Because I ducked over under a wave, and Carlos, our friend Carlos, was right behind us and just kind of popped up behind me and was under my feet a little bit, and I couldn't see behind me, so I just assumed that it was a seal, you know, ready to bite my leg off, which is never something that would happen, but it's what I'm thinking. And I just let out the biggest yelp scream ever and just turned around, and Carlos was just laughing his ass off at me.
I thought you were joking.
No, it was a legit, like, ooh!
Yeah, it was one of those, like, last,
ooh! Yeah. And then, because I could just picture in my head just this big seal head just, like, under my feet, ready to go, but.
It's scary. I feel like seeing any kind of wildlife out there is scary, unless it's, like, a little fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can take a little fish.
I can take a little fish. Yeah. Big fish, though. I don't like big fish.
No, because you can mistake a big fish for a small shark.
Yeah, or, mistake a small shark for a big fish. But speaking of the seal encounter, that I was like already kind of nervous to go out, because as you know I hurt my shoulder, like we already talked about this in podcast, but so I was like a little bit not like weak, but I was just like kind of sore a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I mean, if I keep it pretty chill, it'll be all good. And I dropped into a closeout set, which means it just doesn't line up down the line the way it's supposed to, and I was just kind of dove under, and my leash just, like, let my board go. My leash just came out of my board.
Wait, so it was just, like, the string at the bottom?
Yeah, the string just came undone or something? Which I don't... No, it didn't even untie. I don't know how it came out. What? Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
There must be, like, a little, like, cut in your thing, in your rope or something.
Yeah, maybe. I looked, though, and then I used it afterward, and the same thing,
it's like one of those, like, magic string things that you get.
Yeah.
Check this out. I can pull them apart without... Bah!
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, I have no idea how that happened. Maybe it wasn't in there correctly or something.
Yeah.
But,
who knows?
But then... I ended up having to go into the inside, and I'm just like, Tyroa, my brother, let me borrow his board, and I'm just going in there, like, right towards where all the seals hang out. Like, you can just see him on the rocks, and I was just like, oh, man, this sucks. Like, I could see my board in this perfect little sand cove, and I was just thinking in my head, like, that looks like a wonderful place for a seal to hang out. Like, if I was a seal, I would hang out there.
And there were seals hanging out there.
Oh, there were seals hanging. It was like a seal family. I rolled up, like, was trying to get my leash and my board really quick because I was super nervous. Mm-hmm. And I look up, and there's just a seal up on this rock looking at me. I was like, oh, man. And then I looked even further, and there was, like, a bunch of seal pups, like his or her family. Yeah. And I was like, this is, like, the worst situation I could be. This is exactly what you don't want. You don't want to be near their kids.
No.
You know?
And when you when you left us, because you took Ty's board. Me and Ty, Ty was out there with no board, just like chilling around.
Yeah.
And then a seal came up to us. That must have been just really scary.
Yeah, no.
Ty, was that scary?
That was scary. And this has been
Tyro. This has been Tyro's feature in this episode. But yeah, no, thanks to Tyro for lending me the board. Although,
I feel like that was a very strange decision on both of your parts.
Oh, yeah, it was a super strange decision. Well, we were, like, right in the impact zone, and we were, like, deciding really quick, like, what to do. And Tyra was like, oh, I'll just take my board, go in and grab yours, and then I'm going to swim back out to them. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then a set came through, and I caught it in. And then, like, as soon as I got close to my board, I was like, well, this was a bad decision. Like, how am I going to do this? I probably should have just swam back in, but in the moment, I was like, man, I really don't want to swim through this section that I know there's a bunch of seals.
Yeah.
And I should have just done it, but then yeah, luckily nothing bad happened, but that seal was definitely posturing and looking at me like, dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you close to my kids? Looked away for a second.
They do that thing where they wiggle their upper body.
Yeah, wiggle their upper body, and then they like stick their head up really high to make sure that they look bigger than you, which they always do, and you're like, but yeah, animals are scary out in the wild, man.
Yep.
You're in their territory too, so you just gotta, you know, know your place and be respectful.
Right,
because they're probably better surfers than me anyway. But yeah.
we've left Wanaka.
We have.
We're
yeah.
now in Dunedin for a little bit.
Mm.
This is a podcast coming to you from not Wanaka.
Not Wanaka. Yeah, we're looking out the window at a bay or an inlet, and
just
beautiful.
Down the road from where we are, there's this golf challenge.
Yeah,
and it's like if you hit a golf ball from the land to this little like pontoon that they have out there, and you get a hole in one, you win $10,000.
So we should get on that.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough.
I think I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've gotten a hole in one.
Oh.
Like actual golf.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's on film.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to get out there is what you're saying.
You're not curious about my hole in one?
No. Well, of course I am. Do you have, like, where is it?
I have it on film.
Is it like?
Yeah, I'll show you
in
it
a
right
video?
Now.
You have it with, wait, what golf course?
It was a golf course in Auckland.
I was kind of looking at you in disbelief. I was like, wait.
No, I've got a real hole-in-one. I have a little trophy from it.
Really?
Because when you get a hole-in-one, like they give you a little trophy
that's
a one.
That's really sick.
And then you put the ball that you got the hole-in-one with in
on
the trophy.
It.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's pull this video up. You're like, are you not curious about the video? Because I want to talk about it.
You might be wondering, like, why is it on film? There's no way. But like, I was golfing with my parents, and my mum was filming every shot.
Oh, really?
So
that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Which golf course was it?
It's called Takapuna Golf Course.
Was it the one that we played at, or was it?
No.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where is it?
I've hit it onto the green from, like, on a par three. That's, like, the extent of my golf, me being good at golf.
Yeah.
I've never gotten close to a hole-in-one, though. Holy Nikes.
It's kind of a fluke, but, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Not many people get hole in ones.
No,
I'm pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it's.
Oh, you met Calvin, right?
No.
Oh well, Calvin used to. He got a hole in one at one point.
True.
But Calvin, I mean Calvin, if you're listening to this, don't take offense to this. But sometimes you're kind of full of shit, man. Nah, I'm just kidding. I believe you that you did that for sure. Yeah.
Did you get it on film?
No.
It probably didn't happen.
It probably didn't happen. It doesn't count if you didn't get it on film.
Right, here it is. Wait.
I have a question, actually. Do we have any golfers out there listening? I don't know how you're going to let us know, but you should let us know. Because we don't, I don't know what I'm talking about with golf. My grandpa's
right,
really good, but.
Oh, on the green.
Oh, on the green. Your mom's
That's my
so
mom.
Funny.
Yeah. See, look. Yeah, so pretty much I hit the ball. And, like, it landed on the green. I saw it land on the green, and it was rolling, and then it disappeared.
That's sick.
And I was in disbelief. I was like, dude,
there's no way.
There's no way, but, like, where else would it be?
Yeah, where else could it be?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear a messed up story? Okay, well, actually, after you tell the rest of the story, but I have a messed up story that my dad pulled a prank on somebody one time.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's
I
pretty
just
much
wanted to flex on everyone.
Yeah. Aren't you curious about them? Yeah. Dude, that's insane that you have it on video, too. And you have the trophy. That's so sick.
Yep.
God damn.
It is really a feat of superhuman ability.
Superhuman ability.
Yeah.
Dude, do you remember when we played it? At Ariwa or near Ariwa, and I was like, dude, yeah, I'm way better at driving. And you're like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm pretty. And you're like, all right, like, tee it up. And I was like, all right, yeah, cool. And I was like, super confident. And I'm pretty sure I whiffed it the first time.
Oh, yeah, I have it on film.
Yeah, I whiffed it. I was like, yeah, all right, let me just drive down the line. Oh, I'm a dumbass. Anyway, yeah, I was just like,
no, golf is so hard.
Yeah, I wasn't even like. I was just wanting. I was just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm sucking right now, but, like, if I had a driver, it'd be sick. And then just, like, whiffed it so hard.
Yeah. Golf's weird. Like, you can be really good one day and suck the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fully.
Like,
yeah,
I've never been consistent at golf.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I have really, like, I'll have a day where I'm like, dude, I'm kind of the man. Like, I'm getting the hang of this. And then you go back and it's just all over the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some days the drives are off. Some days the irons are off.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting's always on, though. I'm excellent at putting.
Really? That's the worst part of my game, I think. Chipping? My chipping's always on.
Oh, yeah. Chipping's great.
Yeah.
Chipping,
but
no problem.
Putting is not my thing, but sounds like a lot of putt-putt golf.
A lot of putt, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's why I'm so good at putting.
Dude, you want to hear a whack story that my dad pulled a prank on this dude one time? This guy that he was golfing with was super macho, right? Like, one of those guys, like, yeah, man, like, I got this. Like, I'm the best, whatever. And then he, like, he hit one kind of towards the green, and it sort of, like, dribbled on and then bounced over and went, like, off so you couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah.
And my dad was, like, right around the hole, and he's like, oh, I'm going to put it in the hole.
And
And he, like, put it in the hole. And, like, when the guy wasn't looking or something, and the guy came up, he's like, where is it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, it was up here somewhere. And my dad was like, have you checked the hole? And the guy was like, no. And he looked in, he's like, dude, yeah, man. Like, I'm just the man. Like, I'm so good. Like, I told you guys. What did I tell you? And my dad didn't tell him. Nobody told him the whole game.
The whole game, he's just riding on
the
side.
I don't think anybody ever told him.
He finds out somehow.
Yeah, like, through this podcast.
It's so good. He's been telling everyone his whole life that he got a hole in one.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's done some pretty funny stuff golfing, actually. This other time, he's with my mom's dad, so my grandpa. And, like, it's his wife's dad, you know? Like, you shouldn't mess with your wife's dad. But he went out golfing, and he got one of those fake golf balls that, like, blow up in the powder.
Yeah.
And then my grandpa, like, hit a really nice one. And my dad was like, I bet you can't do that again. And he's like, oh, yeah, I bet I can. And my dad's like, all right, cool. And put the ball on the tee for him. And then just blew up into powder. And just, like, I can just see my grandpa, like, are you serious, dude? Yeah. Like, are you serious? And my dad just, like, laughing his ass off.
Those golf balls are sick. You can get ones for, like, putting, and, like, you hit them, and they, like, they can, like, bounce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or they, like, go to the side. Like, they just weave around.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's switch it to a... Do you have any... Oh, should we answer the question from Patreon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here.
Way through?
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further with this episode, we just want to let you know... Before we go any further with this episode, we just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, you guys.
Yeah,
on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, we have 5 Patreon members right now, and it's ever growing. It's constantly growing.
It's an ever growing community. You can be part of this community.
Yeah,
if you would like to.
Mm-hmm. It's true, and you can message us. We'll definitely answer, and we're always on checking it out. We actually have a question from Matt Norton this week. He's a Patreon member, and he wants to know kind of what are our hopes for the upcoming season, and do we have any travel plans?
Oh, I mean, my plans are, I mean, we're in New Zealand. I'm not too keen on leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
The only place that I'll go to is Japan, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I think I'm just going to stay in Auckland or just travel around New Zealand for this whole summer.
Yeah.
But I know you have some big things coming up.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah,
quite soon, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously the hopes for the upcoming season are ever changing with the current situation. You know, just news is always changing and kind of wondering about numbers and everything. Mm. But travel plans. I'm going to America in less than a week now.
Less than a week.
And I get to see my girlfriend, and I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in like 5 months. What's David gonna call me right now? Everybody say it with him.
3, 2, 1.
Simp.
Freaking simp. What the
fuck? But yeah, no, I'm very
super,
I'm very,
simp,
very excited and
absolute super
can't
simp.
Can't wait to see her. So right now that's kind of, the contest season is supposed to happen, for the qualifying events for the Olympics after that, but right now I'm just really looking forward to that, and we'll see what happens.
We should get you a Superman shirt.
Give me a Superman shirt.
People think it stands for Superman, but it actually just stands for simp.
Simp.
Just the S.
Hey, man. I rap. I rap hard, man.
But yeah,
I rap hard.
Yeah. So if any of you guys want to ask us questions, we'll answer them on our Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Also, if you just join our Patreon, it also supports us.
Yeah,
helps
totally.
Helps us do this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have merchandise as well.
Yeah, we do. And very cool merchandise. Speaking of my girlfriend, she's the one that drew those.
Again.
Here we go again. Yeah.
There
but,
we go.
Yeah, yeah. But
no, so. No, it's sick.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
really cool. So if you want to go check them out, I think all the links are in the description.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those, the links in the description to go check out both Patreon and... Yeah, and the merchandise, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But speaking of
of being a simp.
Yeah. Oh. No. Speaking of, you know, we talked about leaving Wanaka, but man, it is depressing at the end of the season.
Wait, do you reckon we could go into the spot first?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a simp, I always call you a simp.
Yeah.
But I know damn well I'm also
Simp. Yeah, definitely. Like, we talked about this before, but David has a very hard exterior, but inside, he's like an oyster.
We are like the super simp duo.
The super simp duo, yes, for sure.
Ty, are you a simp?
Nah, I'm not against, you know? I'll do so well. I'm a little bit lazy. I'm a little too lazy to be a simp, but like, if I'm feeling it.
Right.
Tara can be a simp, but... He's got an even harder exterior, I think. I think he's...
So here's the thing, Rakai.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I've noticed lately. And
yes.
I need to stop it because it's stupid.
Okay.
All right. Here's my problem.
That you're feeling things.
I catch feelings for people way too easy.
What? No.
Yeah, without any effort having to go into it. I catch feelings just like...
Dude, you're not
like
supposed to put any effort into it. That's how you get in trouble. When you feel like you have to put effort into it.
No, not me putting effort into it.
Oh.
I catch feelings for anyone.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude.
It's pretty much, here's the criteria. If a girl walks past me, slightly brushes my shoulder, and is shorter than me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over. It's all over for David.
I'm in love with you now.
Well, now you know how to get to David.
Just walk past me.
And brush shoulders. And basically, you're in. You're
imagine
in with
if you
David.
Just say, every situation, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello. I'm down. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Let's
how
go hang out.
How do I stop? Just being catching feelings so easily, man.
Dude, you can't stop. You just gotta let it go. The moment that you start fighting is when you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just honestly, you just gotta be able to start a conversation with somebody that you're like, you know what? You're cool. Let's talk.
You know what?
Hmm.
You're cool.
Let's talk, David. I brushed shoulders with you earlier today. I see what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, you're not shorter than me though.
Oh, that's true.
So you almost made it.
I almost made the criteria. I'm not quite there. just not good enough. God.
Yeah.
Like, it always happens to me.
You know what else makes me sad? The fact that I'll never be able to eat the Tonight Dough.
The Tonight Dough ice cream by Ben and Jerry's
because it has peanuts
in it. You can eat it.
Yeah.
You could eat it.
Yeah, but you could eat anything.
It's true. It's true. You know, in that way, it's a pretty amazing freedom that we we can be like, yeah, it's like just you got to reduce yourself to like that dog mentality. It's like, oh, yeah.
All right, for all the people that don't know why I can't eat, I'm allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
I've been allergic to peanuts for a while. Well, before I knew I was allergic to peanuts, I used to eat them. But... I got a blood test one day and it came back that I was
allergic to peanuts.
And I know that when I eat them, nothing really happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I still don't mess with them.
Yeah, well, and now that you've been, like, not eating them for so long, your allergy could have gotten worse.
Or it could have disappeared.
Or it could have disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one way to find out. Eat some Tonight Dough.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. I really want to eat ice cream with freaking Jimmy Fallon's face on the side of the cup. I don't
know
why.
Of course you do.
It's called the Tonight Dough.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
sick. Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening
every
to
time
this...
Every time you take a bite, you just get one of those stupid Jimmy Fallon laughs.
Yeah, fake ass. Like, yeah. Look at this new album. I really love this new album. No, you don't.
You haven't listened to that shit.
Yeah.
Come on. Be real with us, man.
No, but like Jimmy Fallon. Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening to this, I need you to make the Tonight Dough with no peanuts for us no nut boys. People doing No Nut November... I've been doing No Nut Lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. It is, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay,
of course.
Good,
yeah. What did you think it was?
I mean, all these people
you knew what it was.
I'm not going to eat nuts for a whole November.
Yeah.
I haven't been eating nuts forever.
Yeah, dude, like, that's not an issue for you. Obviously. Stupid people.
This is so easy.
Yeah. Unless a nut brushes shoulders with you, then it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, if a nut brushes shoulders with me.
The Planters peanut guy.
I'm just going to have to. It's over.
It's over, man.
Jimmy I'm in Fallon love brushes. With the nut.
Jimmy Fallon brushes shoulders with you. Oh, tonight, no.
Tonight, no. Have you seen Travis Scott Batman?
Yes, of course I have. Oh, man, I almost forgot about this. Yeah, that was a big thing. Travis Scott obviously can't handle a little flack.
No, but I love it. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I love his stance.
Yeah. For everyone that doesn't know, Travis Scott posted a Halloween picture the other day. Well, for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's of him in a Batman costume next to these two Lamborghinis. But all of his Lambos are brown.
Yeah.
So he got a brown Batman costume.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a legit Batman costume, but it's brown.
Oh, the Batman costume was super legit.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just slightly off. And, like, when you first look at it, you didn't really know why. You're like, why does that look kind of weird? Why does it look like the Flash kind of, like, messed up the color? Oh, that's just a brown Batman
brown
costume.
Brown Batman. But yeah. Dude. Stunts he's in.
Yeah.
The eyes just glaring.
It's like the Batman costume was, like, the color of a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
It doesn't look badass. You're
so
just
many
like,
good memes came from it, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I kind of love that happened. And I love that he deleted his Instagram, too.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Next Halloween, I'm going to be dressing up as Travis Scott Batman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be, like, running around the town like, It's lit. Straight up. All right.
Oh, man. But, like, the funniest thing is you know that Batman costume costs a lot of money. Like,
oh, I bet it costs so much.
Yeah, probably more than those Lambos.
Yeah. Imagine Travis Scott pulling up in a brown Lambo in a brown Batman costume. Window winds down. All right!
Yeah.
Straight up! And then he punches you in the face.
Yeah, see, I think this is an issue of, you know, probably too many enablers because, like, your homies are supposed to be the ones that are telling you, like, man, that's not that dope. Like, sorry, but he doesn't have enough people to tell him, like, that's not that dope. Because I know my friends, my homies would be like, that's not that sick, dude. You should just get a black Batman costume.
Why is it brown? Yeah, but you also don't have brown Lamborghinis.
Yeah, but I would never, I don't know. I would not buy a brown Lamborghini.
Batman's Lamborghini matches his costume.
You know what? Maybe Travis Scott is onto something. Maybe we're all wrong. We're all wrong, probably. Travis Scott is just on another...
He's on another level.
He's the highest guy in the room, or whatever. Highest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get those goosebumps every time I think about Travis Scott in his brown Batman costume.
And I can't think of another Travis Scott song.
What about Butterfly?
Oh, yeah, Butterfly Effect. Yeah.
Butterfly Effect, yeah.
I can't really incorporate that in to the Batman costume thing.
Not really.
No, it would have been hard. Oh, well. Yeah. But,
Do you have any guilty pleasures, Rikai?
Do I have any guilty pleasures?
Yeah. I bet you do.
Oh, I do for sure. Let me think about it. Probably surrounding music.
You want to hear mine first?
Yeah.
All right. So I was talking about guilty pleasures with our friend Laura the other day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about pop punk.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it more rationally, and I was like, this is not a guilty pleasure.
Because you're not guilty of it.
I'm not guilty of liking pop punk.
I feel like guilty pleasures are, like, I mean, they're real, but, like, most of the time, you're not really guilty about it. You're like, I enjoy this. I don't care.
I have one.
Okay, all right.
Do you know my guilty pleasure, my actual one?
No.
I love One Direction, dude.
Oh, wait. You know what? I actually might have known. Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe it's just like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I think those songs are so catchy.
Yeah. One Direction.
And like the, yeah.
Maybe I cannot
it, maybe
say
it
I have the same
into
one.
My simp side.
Yeah, maybe.
It probably does. That's probably why.
Yeah. Definitely. No. Like sometimes I'll turn on the radio and it's pop and I'm like kind of vibing. I'm like, you know what? All right. I can see.
You know what I did? When I had like my old iPhone, and I didn't have Spotify before, so like I couldn't be bothered downloading songs onto my phone,
so
I bought a One Direction album.
Dude, that's rad. You are a true supporter.
I'm a true supporter.
Yeah,
my favorite is Harry.
Whose favorite isn't Harry? I like Harry Styles.
His style is so sick. Yeah. Not because his last name's style, but like his clothing sense, I think it's dope.
Also, he was in Dunkirk, and he had a good performance there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I
was like, damn,
much.
I kind of respect this dude now.
I don't care too much for the rest of them, but yeah.
I don't know the rest of them, honestly.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, but.
But if I brush shoulders with Harry Styles,
he's not going to be shorter than you, bro.
I know, yeah.
That guy is probably, like, perfect, you know?
He probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, just thinking about him, kind of.
I'm taller than Justin Bieber.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, shorter than us.
Yeah, he's five, I think he's 5'7", 5'6".
Wow.
So I might be the same height as him.
Huh, he's like snowboarder height.
Yeah.
All snowboarders are ridiculously short. Guilty pleasures. I am racking my brain for guilty pleasures. Probably, like, I mean, like, food-wise, a quarter pounder. Like, I love.
You're guilty of liking quarter pounders? What the heck?
Well, yeah, man. I don't want to support McDonald's, bro. They're a corporation that exploits animals and is killing the environment. And yet, a quarter pounder with cheese sometimes sounds so good.
Dude, I love quarter pounders.
Like, yeah, yeah. Royale with cheese.
You're guilty about it?
Yeah, sometimes I walk into a McDonald's and I'm like, man, this company, like, ugh. But then I eat it anyway. I'm aware of it, and then I'm just like, But music-wise, I'm
There's
like...
There's no way. I know damn well you like Blink-182 song.
Oh, one Blink-182 song. Yeah. Miss You? Miss You, yeah. I like that song. I'm not guilty about that one. That's, I mean, like, I'm like, dude, that's a good song.
I feel like you were guilty of it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no. I'm not... Was I guilty about it? Did I seem guilty?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay.
Well, no, it's, whenever it comes on, it's always like...
All right. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Where are you? Yeah, maybe that one. And then also, like, yeah, actually, I'm not guilty of ABBA. ABBA's sick. Like, Dancing Queen comes on, I'm like, dude, this is a banger. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Yeah. You can't be, like, if it's something you really enjoy, like, just, you can't be guilty of it. You're just like, man, you know what? This is part of what I enjoy. I'm just going to, enjoy it.
Word.
Who cares?
I feel that.
Guilt comes from societal pressures that you don't need to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Word.
But, yeah, word. Preach. Speak your truth.
Speak straight facts.
Facts, man. I spit hot fire.
Do you have anything that you wrote down?
I did, yeah. Well, like I was saying before, you know, we left Wanaka, and leaving Wanaka, for some reason, it's like leaving an oasis, and you just always have this sort of, I always get super depressed. Not actually depressed, but I just get, like, sad when I see everybody leaving and then I leave. And then I just know that what we experience this season just isn't there right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody, we're not all going up to the mountain every day.
Nope.
No. Not everybody's going to be at Fitzy's every Saturday or whatever.
No, yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
It's a very sad time of the year.
Yeah, and everybody just kind of trickles away, too.
Yeah. Would you prefer to be the first one to leave or the last one?
Probably, if I had to pick between those two, probably the first one.
I think so as well.
Yeah, being the last one. Like, when you see people leaving, it's so depressing.
Yeah,
it's like,
it really
oh,
is.
Man.
When, like, they leave, it feels like a part of you has disappeared.
Yeah, and then you're just, you know, part of the town, the town just shrinks.
Yeah,
like, it just
yeah.
feels like the town's shrinking and your community's shrinking, which it is, you know, like... There really aren't that many of us. Like, I mean, there's like 30, yeah. like 30, a group of 30 that we see constantly. But, like, you take out five and it feels like so many. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. And then, I mean, for you, how do you feel about going back to Auckland?
I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not that bummed about going back to Auckland because, like,
yeah, yeah.
No one else, like, everyone's left.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
like I'm going to go back to Auckland or go back to Wanaka and you're going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
And I have friends in Auckland, so I'm not too fussed about going
yeah,
back to
yeah,
Auckland.
Yeah, for sure.
I can go surfing mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah, 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 it'll be sick.
Yeah. But, like, if everyone was... If I was going to Auckland, but everyone was still in Wanaka,
yeah,
I'd
be tough.
Bummed.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
What about you going to America?
I'm a little bit nervous just because of how uncertain everything is. And, like, I'm not 100% sure of what my season's going to look like yet. But overall, like, I'm pretty, you know, pretty excited. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my girlfriend's family and everything. And it feels like something important that I want to do and stuff. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And we'll see what happens the rest of the yeah. season. Yeah. So, just taking it, playing it by ear.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I have a question really quick. Speaking of playing it by ear, I thought it was playing it by year, like YEAR, for so long.
Really?
I thought I was playing it by year. Yeah. Just because of the way it sounded when it came out of people's mouth. That makes zero sense.
I've never thought of...
Yeah, you always probably knew it was playing it by year because you're a logical, rational person. Me, I thought I was playing it by year till like a year ago. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Playing it by year.
Yeah, I'm just playing it by year. People
did
are
you
like,
just say year?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Playing it by year. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it can sound very similar. Playing
yeah,
it by
yeah.
year.
Yeah, playing it by ear, playing it by ear.
Playing it by ear. Ear.
But
ear,
playing it by ear makes a lot more sense. Playing it by ear just doesn't. Yeah. Well, actually, I wonder if anybody else listening has thought it was playing. I wonder if anybody's finding out that it's play it by ear right now instead of playing it by ear. Yeah. Or maybe I'm the
people
only
are just
one.
Listening and their minds are getting blown.
Yeah, or people are listening and like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I'd be thinking if I was listening to
you. Yeah, I'm listening to you right now, dude. You sound like a dumbass. But, yeah, no, just a little tangent there. Play it by ear.
Play it by ear.
You have a little bit more as well. Now, let's see.
Do you have a video part?
Oh, yeah, video part of the week.
Rakai's video part of the week.
Oh, yeah, and before I forget, we're going to talk about Rakai's video part of the week.
Rakai's video part of the week.
So, basically, the Dust Box is a crew of snowboarders. They're kind of from everywhere. You got a couple guys from Colorado, a couple guys from the East Coast. And they all live in Park City now, and they just dropped like a 20-minute video called, I think it's called Dust Box I Wanted Most, and it's pretty sick. There's a lot of it, really skateboard style snowboarding.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, really liked it. It was cool. Had some really cool songs in it, good soundtrack, and some really good snowboards. You had, you know, Cody Warble. I used to live pretty close to that guy. I skated his mini ramp a bunch. Some legendary sessions went down there. And then Robbie Meehan, Peter Cerullo, and then Reed Smith, and a bunch more. And it was they rip, man. I was impressed. It was sick. Yeah.
Wait, there's a Warble guy in it?
No, it's Cody Warble. He's not related to the Warble.
Oh, right.
The other Warble, you know, the skateboard crew.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but yeah, but yeah, man. That's the video part that I recommend. Very, very sick. Street snowboarding, if you're into that.
Street snowboarding. That's right.
Yeah. Have you ever gone street snowboarding before?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, like, we went to that abandoned town in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Also, we made a street setup in Finland once.
Oh, cool.
There was only one dude hitting it.
Yeah, yeah.
None of us wanted to hit it because it was so dodgy.
Yeah, yeah. I've done it a couple times. Like, the one legit one that I did was this, sort of like this 20-stair donkey dick rail, and then you land it on a staircase afterward. And it was pretty gnarly. I think like Louis Paradis had it in one of his parts. I can't remember what he did on it, but it was in front of our school, and the principal of the school had taken off the stoppers on the rail so that we could hit it.
Oh,
like,
sick.
And we were like, oh man, what a GC. But he
at Vail.
Yeah, at Vail.
Right.
And so it was definitely the gnarliest rail I've ever hit. It was super skinny and like long, big. Yeah. And on the second stair set, there's a rail on either side, so you had to like kind of thread the needle at the end.
Oh, yep.
Dope. And the first hit I had on it, I was super nervous, went up, just didn't pop quite enough, and then just kind of like landed on my toe edge on the rail, and then just tacoed immediately.
Oh no.
Like, and just stopped halfway through the rail. It's like,
oh. Is it on film?
We probably somewhere like buried in some, I don't know where it is right now, but we have it. Yeah, for sure.
Sick.
I have the make too as well somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, speaking of your school.
Yeah.
The high school you went to was insane. It's the fanciest high school I think I've ever
been to. Well, actually, this was in front of the one that I went before that. But yeah, I went to this other school called Vail Mountain School. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I went there with a bunch of your friends when I was in Colorado. You and Tyrell weren't even there. I was just
friends.
And like, we walked into, I don't know what kind of section this was, if this was like the lunchroom or just like the main lobby area. We walked in, there's a freaking fireplace.
Yeah.
There's a grand piano sitting next to it. There's like a huge staircase. And I can't remember, was there a chandelier?
Yes.
There's a chandelier. It felt like I was in the lobby of like the Hilton or something.
Yeah, no, people have had their wedding receptions there.
It's
insane. Ridiculous. Yeah.
I'd go back to high school to go to that school.
Yeah, no, the food, well, it was pretty funny. Tyrone and I, you know, my mom taught there, so we got to go like for like a really good deal compared to everybody else who parents weren't teacher there. Like, I don't think Tyrone and I could have gone there mom hadn't taught there. And so they had like these lunches. There was like catered lunch every day. It was insane.
Damn.
And like, I remember we'd just be so excited to see the menu and just like look through the glass and see what was on for dinner. And be like, yes.
Yeah.
And I remember all these kids who were just like, I don't know. Kind of like, I guess spoiled maybe or something.
I don't really want chicken cordon bleu today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. And you're just like, and Tyrone and I would just be so happy, like just eating like everything. Like, dude, yeah. This is so amazing. Kids are like, chicken's a bit dry today. I don't know about this. Like, not all of them, but like you got that sometimes.
Were there quite a lot of
them like bruh.
Were there quite a lot of just like really typical, just super rich kids?
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, not super typical, like a lot of like, you know, not like the stereotypical, like, sort of pretentious rich kids, but yeah. There were a lot of super wealthy families that went to that school.
Well, I know your friend group's sick.
Yeah. My friend, like, they're, like, super great people, but, like, man, there's definitely a lot of wealth at that school. And, like, it wasn't really the people that I was hanging out with who was complaining about the food.
Yeah.
It was, like, those kids that you're like, oh, God, like, it's them.
Yeah.
But, like, super, yeah. No, really, like, really amazing community at that school, actually.
You can judge how rich a school is by the amount of Teslas that pull up.
Oh, yeah. There were a few. And it was like, it would be like dead of winter in Colorado and there'd be Teslas outside. And you're like, dude, what?
That's insane. Teslas are so sick.
Oh, yeah. I would love a Tesla. Dude. I can't wait for electric, like fully electric cars that are, you know, pretty nice to be, you know, kind of affordable to the everyday man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be really cool.
I think, Tesla is definitely one of my dream cars.
Yeah.
The Tesla Model X. Not because I particularly like the look of the car, but because I like the doors.
Yeah.
I think the doors are so baller.
And honestly, like, I think that, you know, obviously there's some issues with, like, batteries and disposing the batteries. But, man, that is, like, really that's the future of cars, I think.
I think so.
I think it's just, it might take a little while to make the switch over just because people are, you know, desperately clinging to the, you know, the economy of oil. But I think eventually everybody will be driving cars that go 0-60 in 2 seconds and don't make a sound.
I'm not a huge car guy.
Yeah.
But, like, have you seen the Honda electric car?
I think I've seen the Chevy one. I don't know if I've seen the Honda one.
The Honda one, I think it's so sick.
Really?
I really want one.
Yeah. Wait, how much are they brand new? Or
I mean, if you got a brand new one, because they're really brand new, they're probably, like, over, like, 60,000 or something.
Ooh, yeah. I'll have a couple years on that one.
Yeah, they'll definitely go down in price because it's a Honda. But then again,
dude, Honda's. Yeah, Honda.
But, like, look at this. I think
it's a crazy company.
It looks
started
so
off
cool.
With motorcycles, or not started off, but blew up with motorcycles.
I feel like this is a Tyrell kind of car. Tyrell, yeah.
Oh, those are pretty sick.
Look at those lights.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'd drive that.
I think that's dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing I worry about is, like, because a lot of the stuff that we do, we have to drive up, like, dirt roads and things.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to take that up.
Up the hill.
Tyrell, you should come look at this.
Tyrell's got noise canceling headphones in, and we keep calling him
over. Tyrell, you should come look at this car. I think it's a car that you should get. Okay.
It's not a Suzuki Swift. Tyrell loves Suzuki Swifts, by the way.
It's the new Honda electric
thing.
Car.
See, look.
Oh, damn. I mess with that. I love that car.
Look at the lights.
Damn it.
So look at the lights, though. Look at the lights, though.
I think it's so sick.
Yeah,
I love that car.
No, for sure.
I want that Cybertruck.
Oh, the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Cybertruck?
I love the Cybertruck. I think it's so super sick.
I know so many people that think it's so dumb.
It's not. It's a car. Like, what? You want it to look like a normal truck? It's not going to be a normal truck.
No way, Jose. If I'm buying a Tesla freaking car,
it better look like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Which it does.
And it does.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is an argument that I've heard a lot of people make, and I think it's stupid. Like, they say, like... I think the Cybertruck sucks because it's only, like, $60,000, but it looks like it should be worth more.
That's a stupid argument.
That's not an argument. That's, like, a compliment.
Yeah.
I want to buy a car, like, for... I mean...
Well...
I want to buy a car that's not supercar prices, but looks amazing.
It not only is it incredibly powerful, but it's also super safe. Like, it's one of the safest cars you can buy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see any issues with that.
No.
It's indestructible. I mean... To be fair, if you run into somebody down the road, that person is going to get rolled.
Unless they're also in a Cybertruck.
Unless they're also in a Cybertruck, in
which
case...
But then they would never hit each other because of, like, you know, they're on the same Tesla wave thing.
I imagine a crash in a Cybertruck looks like one of those video game crashes where the car just kind of bounces around on its corners.
When two Cybertrucks crash into each other, they don't. They go through each other.
Oh, yeah. Or it's like a particle collider and there's a... disruption in the universe,
and then we're all dead.
Creates a black hole and we all get sucked into it.
I can't wait to see one in real life.
I think my grandpa was super down. I was like trying to I was gassing up to try and get one. Yeah, I don't know if he will.
Dude,
but
Grandpa, you would look so sick.
You look so sick, dude. You should get a Cybertruck. He was like, he's actually really into it. But I don't know if my grandma would be down.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, what are you talking about? But man, I mean, if you got the cash, man.
Yeah.
It's electric too. Like, you can't. It's amazing. Yeah.
Dude, that would be the perfect car. Now I think about it, for us. Like.
Oh yeah.
Like
totally.
Going up the hill.
Yeah.
Look baller as heck.
Yeah. Like, indestructible. We're throwing skis and snowboards in the back all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Maybe we should get a. Did I mention that we have a Patreon?
Yeah. 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 We got merchandise.
We have a Patreon. Yeah, yeah. We're starting a new campaign.
Yeah.
Help
yeah.
David and
actually,
get a Cybertruck.
Yeah. Help us get a Cybertruck. And we're going to get wrapped with our faces on it.
Yeah. If you help us get a Cybertruck, we will get a Cybertruck wrapped with every one of your faces on the
Cybertruck.
Yeah. Cyber
every
truck.
Patron has their face on the side of our car.
We get one Patreon, donates like $50,000.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. If you're out there. You know, we're looking for a sugar daddy. Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I think if we started a GoFundMe for a Cybertruck, people would just spit at us. Really? Are you serious?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So we shouldn't do that.
Some dude started a GoFundMe.
There's a GoFundMe at the link in our skin. Yeah.
Did you see some dude started a GoFundMe for a Ferrari?
Really?
And people gave him money? Yeah.
What?
It's crazy.
Dude, that's just
There's so many crazy GoFundMes. There's like one that's like, help me make a potato salad. And he made like $500,000. It's like, I need funds to make a potato salad.
And people just think it's funny and donate money.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if $500,000's right, but it was a lot.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. I'll fact check real quick.
There's a lot of bored money out there. Mm. That's wild.
Okay. I completely overjudged that.
Oh, really? How much was it?
I mean, it's still a lot, but it wasn't $500,000. Yeah. He got $55,000.
Still, that's incredible.
To make a potato salad. Oh, that's a whole, that's like, yeah, that's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy a Cybertruck.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, psych. Not a potato salad, gonna buy a Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got 6,911, like, people giving him money.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
I wonder what he did.
It goes to show that, like, any cause, if people just, like, wanted to give, like, a dollar each, it would would really blow up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
I think, what did he do with all the money? He probably donated it or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's a lot of potato salad.
Because I can't imagine that you'd feel good about yourself if you took all that money. I didn't know this was gonna happen.
He has a frequently asked questions page.
Oh, really?
If you make your own mayo, will it be store-bought, and if so, can I choose the brand one?
Ask like, what did you do with the money?
Maybe, but it doesn't look like he's
maybe they're just assuming that he kept it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Wait, what? It says stretch goals. If you donate $35, I will make 4 potato salads.
What? So this dude is legitimately just making potato salads and people are paying him.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like he's doing something. No, there's no way.
David, we're really doing this all wrong, man.
Maybe we should start making potato salads.
Obviously. Well, that's already played out now. We got to think about some other dish. Yeah.
No.
Potato salad. I actually love potato salad. Like, a good potato salad is so good. Mm. I feel like everybody likes potato salad. Not everybody, but, like, most people. Mm. That's why he got so much money. God, that guy. That freaking guy. Yeah, anyway.
I wasn't saying anything because I wanted to see how long you'll talk about potato salad for.
Well, I'm still in shock about, like, wow, this dude, like, he just was that. Is that the only thing he's done?
Looks like it. Actually, that's just me saying that. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. His name is Zach Danger Brown.
Mm.
That's it.
That's it. He just makes potato salads.
He's the potato salad guy.
Okay. Well, now you know. Go donate because he'll make a potato salad for you. But we're
gonna check his Instagram real quick.
Yeah. How many followers does he have on Instagram?
Zach Danger Brown.
There's a lot of money floating around. That kind of sucks.
Maybe he doesn't have an Instagram. I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's about it.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of our show.
Me and Rakai are going to come up with a good GoFundMe, and we're going to make $55,000 from it.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do right after this.
Yeah, we're going to make a salad one. Just a salad. Yeah,
just salad.
Not potato, just salad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. We are no longer in Wanaka, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to keep making podcasts. So
They're still going to go for a bit.
Yeah. For as long as we can.
For as long as there are Patreons.
Yeah, for as long as you guys are supporting us financially. Nah, I'm just kidding. We actually...
We do this for fun.
Yeah, we do this for fun. We're not really making money off of it. No. We're just like, yeah. We're just having fun.
We can say this. We've made back the money that we've invested into the podcast.
Yeah,
so
and that's about it. But that's kind of enough. Like, I'm pretty, like, it's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for helping us. You know, you basically paid for this to happen, essentially. So, yeah. So I'm hoping you guys are enjoying this podcast. I know I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. And,
I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Well, we won't see you.
You'll hear us.
You'll hear from us next week.
You'll hear us before you see us. All right. Bye.
Bye.